Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie and a special guest, the Great. I see the Great. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right. Okay, just hang in there for a little bit. We're going to start the show, but first let me get the church announcements out of the way. January the 18th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time will be Clarifying Your Life with Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath. January the 20th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time will be the House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vive, our resident. And on January the 27th, we come back with Y4C, Youth for Christ, with IC the Great, and myself, and we're going to really pump it up on that day. Ain't that right, IC?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? If anyone wants to join our youth Facebook or anyone wants to submit anything for the youth show, give them your address really quick to the ICSEEDAGREAT at ministry.org. All right. So send your submissions and your requests to IC the Great if you want to get on the youth show. Okay. The reading for the week comes from 2 Peter chapter 5th through the 9th verse. And I'm going to read it out loud. It goes like this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Because of this, make every effort to add integrity to your faith, and to integrity add knowledge, to knowledge add self-control, to self-control add endurance, to endurance add godliness, to godliness add Christian affection, and to Christian affection add love. If you have these qualities and they are increasing, it demonstrates that your knowledge about our Lord Jesus Christ is living and productive. If these qualities aren't present in your life, you are short-sighted and have forgotten that you were cleansed from your past sins. I really like this reading because it gives you all of the characteristics that really makes up Christ being active in your life. It helps you to bear fruit. You have anything you want to jump in, just jump in whenever you get ready on that, whatever the Spirit is telling you. Because
I feel that we should have integrity. Like, we should strive for something. We should push for something. And, you know, the difference is between us being believers and a lot of other people is that We're living for something, and we're also trying to give a message out there to people that you must have integrity, and the only way you're going to get integrity is when you submit and surrender your whole life to God. He will give you that supernatural stuff. He'll give you that integrity. So that's just all I have.
Okay. You know, I want to add on to that because he goes from, you know, adding integrity to your faith, and then he goes from adding knowledge to integrity. And the building block that God is trying to demonstrate to us is if we get all these characteristics going on in our life, it is a living testimony that Christ is alive in us. Christ is not dormant. If you don't have these things increasing in your life, that means that you don't quite understand what Jesus did by dying on the cross and freeing us for our sins. Because you're stuck. You're stuck at the cross, you know, and that's not a place where God wants us to get stuck. God is a living now God. Christ is alive. He's not dead. He's living. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to come back to that verse, you know, but first, we're going to listen to some music as well. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we start going into the music?
One thing I just want to add to all the young people and everybody out there, you know, it's a struggle. We're never going to be perfect, but we must continue to strive to have that integrity. We must continue to try to be better than we was yesterday, you know? Every day
Absolutely.
We must strive to be better at what we didn't do. That's why God gives us life through his son Jesus going on the cross, so we can make up for what we didn't do and get closer to our destiny, so.
All right. Hey, let's say amen to that. Amen. You know, everybody, we have a special, special treat. We have a live recital from Sister Kenya, who is on the line right now. I'm going to bring her on the line and see what blessings that she has for us. Sister Kenya.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Blessed in God.
That's good. Oh, yeah, that you keep that. After that, what can you say? Wonderfully blessed in God. Okay. I feel the same way. I'm so excited you're making your debut on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries radio show. And I want to thank you and invite you to the family and say welcome.
Thank you.
The format is always open and available to you, and we're going to sit back and let you do what you do best, and that is your poetry.
Thanks. This piece that I'm going to share today is entitled My Spirit Soars. My spirit soars, seeking the presence of Most High, finding beautiful creations and majestic places. My spirit longs to delight in my Heavenly Father. God, teach me your ways and decrees. Allow them to become alive in me with every breath I breathe. May my thoughts become pure in words and dreams. My spirit soars to find the secret dwelling place of the Most High. In and out of mystic realities, my spirit yearns to dream. Dream a conscious state of being that declares my freedom in thee. God has given me the ability to be free, but first I must release all my inhibitions, frustrations, and unhealthy desires. I give them all to God so that I may soar freely. As I continue my journey, I realize I am still heavy laden. Once again, I return to my Father, all to learn that I haven't emptied myself completely. A lot of me still yet remains. I must let go of me so that God may increase, denying myself and taking on my cross. Yes, trials and sufferings have come, but these are simply tests, enhancers to make me stronger, wiser, brighter, allowing the light of Most High to shine through. Yet my spirit soars increasingly as I fast, pray, and meditate. I find my love, my strength, my hope, and my fountain, a fountain of blessings, overflowing with mercy and grace, soaring, soaring, soaring throughout all eternity. There are no limits to me or on me because of who I have become, who I will forever be, a spirit divine and forever intertwined with God and mind, body, and soul. So daily I will continue to soar, for my spirit shall one day find my resting place in thee. My spirit soars throughout all eternity. Time has no boundary, for in paradise is where you shall find me. My God, in me and my brethren are all who have soared before me in a wonder of ecstasy that is only comprehensive if you allow yourself to enter into the bosom of the Most High forever. My spirit soars. Peace and blessings.
Ooh, you know, it was real hard for me not to say amen, sister. Go ahead.
Glory be to God.
Oh, glory be to God. That was absolutely wonderful. What was your inspiration? What was your inspiration to writing that?
That poem was actually written in 2010. And the inspiration for writing it was just me getting to a place of being tired of where I was spiritually and wanting to achieve a higher level in God, to go where I had not allowed myself to go before. So
right.
I sat and I thought, and I just, usually when I write and poems of this nature, I'm usually just really putting myself before God and asking God, what is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to
mm-hmm.
learn? What is it that you want me to speak? So
mm-hmm.
essentially, mm-hmm. I encourage myself while I encourage others. And also, you know, sometimes it's even chastisement for myself and
yeah.
realize the reality of what I really need to do. Because as I write, I'm writing and being creative, but at the same time, I'm also paying attention to what I'm writing. And sometimes
right.
after, you know, it's written and I go back and read it again, I get even more depth of insight of what I've already written. And for me, it's just a blessing to be able to write with such depth, because I realize that it's not me who writes this, but it's God through me that writes. And it's a blessing to me to be able to
yes.
express myself creatively, but then at the same time to learn and to gain knowledge and wisdom as I go.
You know, that goes, you know, we read from 2 Peter, 1st chapter 5 through 9 about adding integrity to your faith and building on your characteristics, your character in God
mm-hmm.
and letting it be alive. And that's what I kind of felt when you were reading, that you
mm-hmm.
were being so transparent to, you know, of your journey that
right.
you kind of took us right along with you. And I commend, that was excellent. I can't, can you snap on air? Snap, snap, snap.
Yes.
Snap, snap,
yes.
snap. Yes, okay. Now, if you have another poem, I would love for you to hang out with us and give us another one a little bit midway through the show. How's that sound?
Sure thing. No problem.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on mute for now, and we're going to start. I see the grade. Are you still there?
Yes, yes. How are you?
I see you get quiet on me sometimes. You know, it's like we're in two different studios.
No. What it is you have to respect when people have the floor, because God gives people the right time to push out a message that they need to push out, and it's not good to interrupt the spirit moving through somebody.
I understand. What did you think of the poem?
That's my wife, so she's super dope.
We got a family thing going on here tonight in the name of Jesus. Okay, we're going to start. We are definitely going to start the show before we run out of time just talking. But the first up on the mic is Looking Back by Renee Chaney. And I hope you enjoy it. Here it goes.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life.
All right, here we go.
Looking
I'm just
back.
A man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands. Beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his act and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the 60s. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed, you think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life,
daddy and then issued us hugs. And my mama had a problem controlling her mouth, but she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me insert. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I started square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the main. Not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered. Teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. Is there to protect, and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above, while the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking at.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. I got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I saw. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus, and you really try to teach him, and you really do believe him, and you show me in your actions, so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness, and like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life, 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 looking back.
All right, that was Renee Chaney with Looking Back. I really felt that song. It, you know, actually kind of ties in with what Sister Kenya was saying about how her inspiration came just looking back and looking at her life and self-disclosing. And when you do that, God teaches you so much when you start to look back over the things that you've already discovered or encountered. Excellent piece. Excellent piece. I See the Great.
Yes.
You know, I keep calling out your name. I See the Great.
Yes. That's I See the Great in you, and I See the Great in me, and I See the Great in all of us. So that's what the name came from. I See the Great. Because you got to have clarity.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The first song, Looking Back, any comments or things you want to say about that particular song? That joint,
I can relate.
I'm sorry.
I can definitely relate because, you know, my dad left me when I was two, you know. I was born in 89, and he left in 91. So I could definitely relate. And my mom was a single parent trying to do it all. You know, so when I heard that song, it just really touched me because she used her pain to glorify God.
Absolutely. Amen. That's exactly what she did. All right. Next up on... guess you channel through the energy. And, you know, that's what we all should be doing, is no matter what has happened to us, nothing will compare to the cross. Nothing.
Nothing.
So we must start looking at our pain as a growing experience, as a window into the future, that God is trying to break those chains of the past and give you a new life that's you know, in Christ. Definitely. All right. The next up on the mic is No More Pain by Icy the Great. Before we play this, you want to say a little bit? You heard? You want to say a little bit about this song?
I just want to say this song really came from an inspiration of just sitting, me and my daughter saying, and my wife said, just talking about things, and we came up with the idea. And we all have been through a little something, so we just came up with No More Pain. And what the song really comes from is the inspiration to tell people, to inspire people that no matter the pain you're going through, it don't have to last, you know? It might still, you might still feel it or might be going through it, but you can have hope in Jesus Christ, and you can have hope that you're already out of it. And when you think that you're out of it, you will actually later on get out of it. But when you, when your mentality is still stuck in it, you're already still stuck in it. So we have the choice to pull ourselves out the mud. But some people like it.
Yeah, some people like to get muddy. I like my white gown. I'm out right robe. You know, pulling yourself out of letting Jesus cleanse you completely is where I like to be. You know, always ready to take instruction and direction. Always ready to go to that next level by learning the lessons of the life that you live. And that's how I feel about that. Okay, so let's get into your song, No More Pain. And I hope you like it. Here we go.
To all those who've been molested and abused, know that your story is not untold. Through your pain comes healing. God knows your struggle and has plans to prosper you, not harm you. So trust in the Almighty and know the pain.
Show. Let's get it. No more pain is being eradicated and arrested. This song for the lonely souls and one being molested. Your favorite patients are being tested in every situation, even though it come with devastation. Come to God, go to God, keep your head up. Kneel in prayer, God's got the answer. The pain will be taken away. Taken away. There will be brighter days, cause the pain's being taken away.
No more pain, yeah. Oh, I can take it all away, take it all away, yeah.
Yeah. Trials and tribulations come to make you stronger. No more pain, you will suffer no longer. God's wiping your tears away, making your cooking path straight. God's on the throne like Ezekiel. I prophesied to your dry bones. No more pain, no more generation. New curses driving you insane. Visions of victory is now being made plain. All your enemies are being slain. No more pain.
No more pain. No more pain.
No more pain.
With me, and I wanted to just say, I really, you know, that song can touch so many people on so many different levels. No matter where you are in life, you still have pain until God takes it all away. You know, you can be a teenager all the way to a senior. You know, age has nothing to do with this. This is all about surrendering and allowing God to absorb that pain. I really, really like that joint. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. I said thanks for sharing that with me. Yeah.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I just thank God. Your phone was cutting out, but I thank God that I was able to share it, you know, because I dealt with a lot of pain. I've been child molested, you know. I went through a lot of stuff, abandonment, foster care, you know, group home. So, you know, being homeless, being in shelters. So I understand what it's like to be an overcomer and still overcoming. So I really thank God.
Yeah. Everyone, this is a powerful, you know, I'm going to go back to the reading. Real quick before we go to the next song, coming from 2 Peter 1st chapter 5th through 9th verse, it says, because of this, make every effort to add integrity to your faith, and to integrity add knowledge, to knowledge add self-control, to self-control add endurance, to endurance add godliness, to godliness add Christian affection, and to Christian affection add love. If you have these qualities and they are increasing, it demonstrates that your knowledge about our Lord Jesus Christ is living and productive. If these qualities aren't present in your life, you're short-sighted and have forgotten that you were cleansed from your past sins. Amen. Glory be to God for that. You know, next up on the mic is Praise by Rhonda Hayden. And this one of the things I like about this song is I think she covers every possible way that you can praise God in Christ. Okay, so here we go. No Praise by Rhonda Hayden.
All praise be to Jah, Jehovah. Elohim, Elohim, the Sovereign Adonai, Mekadash King, I sanctify Elion, the Most High, the Giver of Life, Elohim, our God, Ropika, our Healer, Jehovah Jireh will provide. To Him be all praise, for He set the day. Rohi, my Shepherd, Jehovah. Are here. I'm not present. Loud to Him, for He set the heavens, the I am that I am. Locked arms with His creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loose. Set an oracle of God, but we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall try. To Him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand, the thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of His hand.
That was praise by Rhonda Hayden, giving all glory to the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Woo! I'm on fire tonight, I see.
Oh, yes, me as well. You know, if you don't mind if I share something real quick. I don't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead. You're not interrupting.
Okay, amen. Well, I just want to say to everybody who has the gift, who has an anointing, who has a calling from God, I just want to say that the Bible says your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men should see visions and old men should dream dreams. These are the last days and these are actually happening. So we have to thank God for his word not returning back void, even though something that we do in our life seems void.
Mm-hmm.
He's forever faithful.
Yes, yes, amen, amen. You know, his word, like you said, never returns to you void. So as long as you stay in the Word of God, you know, then you're okay. You're protected. You're set aside just for His purpose. And that makes, no matter what's going on in the world, whether it's the last days or the first days or the second day, it doesn't matter, because you're already protected. Class, your sons and daughters of the Most High.
Yes. And He said,
yeah,
we are hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. So if we are under the shadow of the Almighty, that means any shadow that's not of the shadow of the protection of the Almighty will be destroyed, will be eradicated, will be erased. When you surrender and submit to the will and power of God, you will understand the principles. Because in the kingdom of heaven, there are principles and there are different dimensions. So once we understand the surrenderance and commitment and submitting, then we can know His plans and His principles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? This show is rolling right along, and it's time for the dance break, but I have to go back to Sister Kenya before we even get into the dance break.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let the fire roll on.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We're right in that zone of where God wants us to be. And so before we get our praise on with Frankie Vibe, Sister Kenya, can you please bless us with another piece?
Surely I can. I'm going to be sharing this second piece. It's one of my favorites. It's a little bit radical, but it is one of my favorites, and I thank God for the opportunity to share it.
Okay.
One demon won't stop, no show. I know y'all travel in packs and start with one soul, trying to devour it and take control. Well, let me just let you know, one demon ain't gonna stop no show. Yeah, y'all got trickery and deceit all ready to go. Well, I got my Father, His Son, and the Holy Ghost. Y'all been shaking up things and giving me a run for my soul. But still, I'm saying, one demon don't stop no show. I know there are legions of y'all, and you come in droves. But all I need is one Savior, and He makes me pure as gold, giving me strength, power, insight, wisdom, and discernment. Power to speak life over myself and others, declaring and decreeing that you be cast into the fire, no longer for hire, telling your high priest he must flee. That's right, the word says, so when I resist you, you must go. No questions asked, but I know you will return with more than what you came with. And I'll be saying again, one demon won't stop no show. For all of you are as one to my God, for you have no power other than what you are allowed. And I know you coming for me because I've been endowed. My power is not of my own, but in Yahweh I stay strong. So hear my voice and tell your folk that this one right here ain't no joke. I might bend, but I won't break. I might fall, but I'm getting back up, because the God I serve has already declared me champion. And as to you and yours, the war has begun. I'm still breaking on through. Sorry you thought I was done. Soldier is in my blood. Thought you knew that when Christ gave His life to declare His love. Not only for me, but unto God, His quest has been fulfilled. So you see, no matter what you do, you can't have me. The missions I was ordained to fulfill, I shall. For I have the protection of the Most High. And when God says it's done, it's done. Told you, one demon won't stop, no show.
You go, girl.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory, one demon won't stop, no show. If we all can get that deep in our spirit, there's nothing we can't overcome. That nothing. What was your inspiration for that one? You know I want to know.
Trials and tribulations, spiritual warfare, just being faced with attacks one after the other, and then needed to stand firm and, like the Word of God says, putting on my breastplate and helmet and sword and shield and just being ever so ready, I had to remind myself of the power and authority that God has already given me. And in me remembering that, then I was alerted within my spirit that, you know what, they can't even do nothing. One demon ain't going to stop no show. Whatever they
That's
do,
right.
it doesn't even matter. So when I wrote it, I had fire. I was mad, and I wanted to just, you know, if I could, punch somebody in the face.
Okay. That's
but
what
I did it
you
with
know?
My words to make a declaration,
exactly.
to speak and say, you know what, it does not matter what you do, what you say. I got this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like that sums it right up. There's nothing else to say after that.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Besides
right,
the saying,
right.
one demon, don't stop. No show.
No show. No show. Right. It, you know, it's kind of slowed down this show because the anointing that you have, Sister Kenya, is very heavy.
Oh, wow.
You know, I thank God for your gifts and your talent. And you have the number. Even if you're sitting and you know the show is going on, give a call. We'll always stop because I'm a poet myself. So I love this heavy poetry thing
thank
that we're doing
you.
Right now.
Now thank
okay.
you so much for the opportunity to be a part.
Yeah, no, you know, that's what we're here for. You know, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, our mission is to showcase the God-given talent of his people. And I think tonight we really have had a great opportunity to see some wonderful talent. But you know what? I got to get to the dance break before we run out of time. And the purpose of the dance break is for us to get up off our feet. If you can't get up off your feet, give them a toe twinkle or snap your fingers or whatever you can do. But, you know, but the second thing, whatever you can do, give them something. Okay,
right.
But the second part of it is to listen to what the DJ has to say because this is his ministry as well. So here we go, the dance break for the week with DJ Frankie Vibe. Here we go.
Since then I've been blessed. And 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 since then I've been blessed.
Now, Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe.
I'm tired. I don't know about you guys. I am. Woo. That was our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, bringing the gospel house music sound to the stage every Flashback Friday. Don't miss his show, House of Inspiration. That will be on January the 20th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I see the great and Sister Kenya.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And you guys have blessed the show so much. I just want to thank you again for sharing your stories, sharing your passion for our Lord and our Savior, and just plain being who you are. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Welcome.
All right. Now, everybody, don't forget our youth show is the 22nd of January. We're going to see IC the Great back on that time. He is our youth coordinator. So if you want to get on the show, definitely email ICSEEDAGREAT@journeyhomeministries.org. You can also go to our website for our many resources, www.journeyhomeministries.org. And guys, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, blessings, and I'll see you guys soon.
Peace.
Peace.